3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabula!
True personal stories.
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And we're back with another edition of X-Fabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens, joined again by X-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney.
Here I am. Hi, thank you so much for having me. We brought some more stories today for X-Fabula Radio, of course. Today's theme is merry family memories. So Rachel, tell me, do you have any merry family memories to share?
I have especially fond memories of putting up the tree at the very last minute and decorating it in such a way that the cat would inevitably tip the tree over. It's like, why did we do that? But yes, we always did things a bit differently, but warm memories nonetheless.
No doubt. Yeah. I think one of my favorite is not necessarily like a merry, happy one, but it is a warm memory. Grew up without a lot of money in my family. And my mother gave me one of these. She has been giving me Christmas ornaments every year. So I have this huge collection of all these Christmas ornaments that I've had just growing in my box of Christmas ornaments. And one year, I must have been around 4 or 5, I opened up the gift and it was this really shiny, almost like tin, you could almost bend it in half, ornament of Rudolph. And I loved it because it was so shiny and it was like gold plated or something. And I come to find out later as an adult that we were so hard up for money that my mom was collecting like coffee can lids or like labels and like sending them in. And so this was something that we basically got for free, but it was turned out to be like my favorite ornament, and it still is, and I still have it. So it's just a really lovely moment to think that it's not necessarily about the money with Christmas. Right. It's about what happens with the family.
Yeah, some of our favorite Christmas ornaments as well my brother made, because he was always very artistic. And some of them were made with some very rudimentary materials, but
like a god's eye or something.
Like yeah, like toilet paper rolls and cardboard, but they were very good. And we would still put them on the tree. I think to this day, my mother still puts some of those on the tree if they're still in one piece. So as you say, it's about the family traditions and the warmth that goes along with it and not the money and not the gifts.
Exactly. So let's roll into our stories from our ex-fabulous storytellers. We're going to start the show off with a story from Barbara Lee. She told this particular story at our Tradition Story Slam in December 2017. Here's Barbara.
So have you ever wondered how traditions start? In my case, it was totally unintentional. It was 1972. I was broke, and I hated Christmas, like all the commercialism of Christmas. And I was working for the Wisconsin Mime Theater in Spring Green, and I was living in this old spooky farmhouse. Well, the house was owned by an artist who had put all of her favorite paintings all over the walls. And for example, one of them was huge, and it was all these chickens with their beaks really wide open, kind of screaming, and there was like blood marks all over, and it was covered with chicken wire. It seems that all her chickens had been killed by a fox. Spooky. And then there was this diorama in which there was a nude woman laying in the back, and there were yarn bars in the front. Another spooky. So Christmas was coming, and I was thinking, I really need my family to come around me and kind of warm this place up and insulate me from, you know, with some good memories. So I invited them all to come to this picturesque farmhouse. And so there we were. There were about 12 of us gathered in this ancient farmhouse living room with all the dead chickens and the yarn woman. And I had told them, let's not have extravagant presents this time, okay? Everybody just bring funny things, because my husband was coming too, and we hadn't been living together, and it was kind of awkward, and I knew we really had to make this fun. So I said, okay, just bring funny, silly presents and just wrap them in like funny newspapers and old wrappings from other gifts, and we'll pass them around. So had all the presents in the middle, and we started the music, jingle bells, jingle bells, and pass the music, the gifts around. Jingle all the way, oh, what fun it is to... And as soon as the music stopped, that was your present. So far, so good. Except that, well, my sister really lusted after the Miss Piggy nose that my cousin had. And my cousin really wanted the little giraffe piece that she had. So I said, okay, we can switch, no problem. So we went on with that tradition, and pretty soon the room was a flurry of gifts flying and paper flying and people screaming with laughter. And that tension, that icky, that spookiness was evaporated. It was amazing. So years later, throughout the years, I continued this tradition, and I told it to my friend Robert, my partner, and he began to bring old fossils from when he was in the Badlands hunting for dinosaurs, or some tools from his warehouse. And we would go to Science Surplus and get funny little things, like my favorite was these little denture choppers, little teeny ones on little feet, and you wind them up and they clacking across the floor. I liked them. So my sister loved this tradition. My cousins loved it. My uncle, who was deaf and who also had diabetes, also had a great sense of humor, so we gave him a fake leg. Kind of gross. So we carried on this tradition, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, it really served all the purposes that originally had been my intent. I mean, it was easy on the family, it was easy on the pocketbook, and it was really great for any environment. It made every environment seem a little merrier. And so it was, it was even in a place like it was spooky. But I have to admit to you that I didn't stay very long at that house in Spring Green. It seemed that I had inherited a mouse family. And no matter how hard I tried to get rid of them, it just was no avail. One night I went to bed, and I was just cuddling up, and I heard this little squeak, squeak, squeak right under my pillow. Oh, no, 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 no. I was out of there. One of the great things about traditions is that it can also help us get through the tough times, like when we don't have loved ones around. And this year will be the first year in 20 years that my partner, Robert, will not be with me. But this tradition is going to carry on. And I'll bring a fossil, or I'll bring a tool, and his spirit will be with us no matter what. And that counts too. Thank you.
What a lovely story by Barbara Lee. I got to tell you, I'm a huge advocate for having housewarming parties, even if the house isn't new. I just think it's just a special thing.
Absolutely. I love that tradition, too, of the, I think it's called white elephant gifting.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, where you
get a little crazy with those.
And actually, I've gotten some of my best gifts that way, because it's something that someone else doesn't need or want anymore, but it is a total treasure to me.
And you know what? You think you're bringing the best, the one gift that everybody's going to want, and it turns out it's not. I remember one year I played this, a couple of grade school teachers, and one of them brought an old school microscope with slides, and it worked. It's something that I had to deal with when I was like in seventh or eighth grade, and everybody wanted that student microscope, and I want it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. And by the way, Science and Surplus story, that is the best place to get any type of stocking stuffers for young and old and the odd. Like myself, like if anybody out there wants to give me a gift, please go to Science and Surplus Store in Milwaukee. Let's move it along to some more lovely Merry family memories. This story was told at our Perfect Storm Story Slam. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. Here's Margaret Siebers.
When my family was up at our cabin in Lower Michigan, and it's in a part of Michigan where they really experience the lake effect in the winter. They get a lot of snow there. And we were up there right around this time of year. It was my parents, my three sisters, a friend of mine, and my niece, just kind of enjoying the winter and hanging out inside. But we decided that it would be fun to celebrate the solstice by having a fire outside. And it was a very cold day. And my sister and I walked down to the lake. We dug out the fire pit. We made a nice snowbank on the lakeside, and we built a fire. We didn't light it then, but we were really intentional about building it in such a way that we knew we had one chance when night came to try to light this fire, because it was so cold that none of us were going to sit out there, you know, fiddling with that for a half hour. So we built an incredible structure that we were going to burn and covered it up with a tarp, went inside, made some hobo packs to cook in the coals. And when night came, we went down there. My mom even came, and she doesn't even like, she was concerned about walking down to the lake at night in the cold and the snow. But we lit the fire and it went up beautifully. And we cooked our dinner and we drank hot cider with whiskey. And we used the tarp to make ourselves a nice seat against the snowbank. And as we were down there, a pretty intense snowstorm started. And we just stayed near the fire and kept warm that way. And it was just, it was a really interesting experience. I wasn't the first one that came to mind, but when I think about that, it to this day is one of the most enjoyable outdoor experiences that I had, and was really, in my mind, a perfect storm.
And Milwaukee, if you're not feeling all warm and fizzy at this time, I just don't know what to tell you. I mean, what a lovely little story.
I love that as well. I mean, that's the thing about winter is it really does bring people close together because you have no choice. You have to huddle together for warmth. And snowstorms as well. I have many fond memories of, you know, having the candles on in the house because the power's out, that kind of thing. And you have nothing to do but hang out and talk and tell stories.
Thunderstorms, too.
Yeah.
Weather brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I should get that as a T-shirt. But yeah, some really fantastic moments can be created through going through the same weather patterns, as it were. So, yeah, I'm telling you, Milwaukee, get all warm and fuzzy. Put that whiskey in your coffee. Do what you need to do. We're rolling right into the holiday of Christmas in just a few days now. So I just want to wish you, Rachel, a lovely holiday, and the rest of our listening audience, happy holidays to you as well.
Well, thank you very much. So we'll be back again next week, of course. But until then, yeah, happy holidays and talk to you soon.
Sounds great.